You are now standing outside St. Clement Danes Church, designed and built by architect Christopher Wren. Completed in 1682, this used to be the local neighborhood church, but today there is no real neighborhood left in this part of town. Throughout your entire tour with us today, you will only pass a handful of residential buildings. Instead, you will be seeing universities, embassies, law courts, banks, and business after business. Today, St. Clement Danes Church has become the official site of worship for the Royal Air Force, a usage that dates back to shortly after the Second World War. During World War II, London was bombed extensively by the German Air Force in a series of events known as the Blitz. Throughout the Blitz, many of London's historical buildings were ruined beyond repair, entire neighborhoods were wiped off the map, and thousands of people lost their lives. St. Clement Danes was struck by bombs during the Blitz, and the interior of the church was totally destroyed by fire. The outside of the building remained intact enough that it was decided to try to preserve the church rather than to tear it down, a fate which befell dozens of other churches during the Blitz. The Royal Air Force decided to start a campaign to collect donations in an attempt to repair the damage that had been done here, and soon their association with the church became so strong that the Air Force declared it their official site of worship. You will notice the signs outside of the entrance of the church that refer to this, and also the two statues out front depicting wartime Royal Air Force leaders Arthur Harris and Hugh Dowding. If you now move to the left side of the church, you will see quite a bit of damage to the building, and all this damage you will see comes from the Blitz. The Air Force made the decision not to repair this damage, and today it stands as a memorial and a reminder of what happened here in London during the bombings of the Second World War. Once you have examined the bomb damage here, continue walking to the back of the church until you reach the statue of a man holding a book.